This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Good evening, AfterBuzzers. We are here at the AfterBuzz TV studios discussing everything American Horror Story. I'm your host for the evening, David Skiffelitti, joined by the beautiful Jillian Leff.
Hi, guys.
Pega Rad.
Hi, everyone.
And our special guest for the evening, Shauna Rappold.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
We are discussing tonight's episode 12, titled Showstoppers. But before we get into that, Shauna.
Yes.
You hail from New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
Born and raised?
I do hail from there, yes.
Yes. You fell from the sky like hail. Were you born and raised there?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Mm-hmm. And you were on the show. You played Lucy Krebb.
Yes.
Chester's wife. Mm-hmm.
You may or may not recognize her because she was covered in blood for the majority of her scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
But she's
open.
Beautiful, isn't she?
She is beautiful.
Gorgeous.
And so talented.
Thank you.
So
stop
funny
it,
and
guys.
So nice.
Stop. No, come on.
It's such a joy to have you. I mean, it's so great for us to have people from the show actually here in studio to hear, like, firsthand their experiences and mm-hmm. and what it was like to be there because, you know, we don't get to be there.
It was amazing. You don't.
No.
I already showed you a video of me dancing.
I know. I mean, that
saying,
was
yeah,
really
I
great.
Feel pretty. It was, you know, thus far, best thing.
Best thing ever.
Best thing ever. Everyone was super, super playful, but equally as professional and talented. It was magical. It was really, really magical the whole time.
And the bulk of your scenes were with Neil Patrick Harris. I mean, there what was that like?
Yeah, talk about that.
Talk about that.
Well, you guys, come on.
Jake, see you on me, Coke.
I do. I say that. Pitch Coke, you owe me a Coke, and no one ever knows what I'm talking about. I'm like, what? But anyway, yeah, you know, I grew up watching Doogie Howser.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a huge fan of How I Met Your Mother and everything else he does. I'm actually a huge fan of Magic. And, you know, he was at the Magic Castle for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went to those award shows last year. Last
the Tony's?
Year, it's 2015. No, the Academy
Tony's.
Award of Magical Arts.
Oh,
you guys,
what?
Oh my gosh!
No, he's like a big deal. He's a big deal.
I know he's a big deal. I didn't know they had an award show.
Yeah, neither did I.
I can thank my friend Travis for taking me. It was so incredible, and he was doing Hedwig at the time, Neil Patrick Harris, and he sent in a video. But anyway, I talked to him. You know, in between scenes about it because I knew that he did it because I love magic and I don't ever want to know the tricks. I don't want to know how anything is done because I like to be fooled.
Nice.
I like the trickery of the magic. And I feel like I was at a magic show just watching him. It was incredible.
Oh,
it was
phenomenal. Was he doing magic on set?
Besides, well,
like the scenes that you guys shot,
in our scenes, but he did. I mean, last episode you saw like those cute little.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
That he presented to Sarah Paulson.
Yeah, the flowers.
Yeah, the flowers. Right. No, it was just really wonderful, especially when he was performing the magic act with Maggie Ooh. In the box, because I was sitting in the wings. It was really neat because, yes, we were filming and this is all on television, but I felt like I was in a live theatrical show because it was a stage. It was a stage in a circus tent and I was sitting in the wings watching everything go down.
How fun.
And it was like I was at a magic circus
was
show.
It as intense as what we saw on TV?
Yeah. I was getting goosebumps.
Yeah, I bet.
Being there?
I was getting goosebumps being there.
Wow.
So, I mean, again, you never know what you're going to see and how it's going to come together, but it...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining the guts spilling out.
That I did not see.
I'm still Mm-mm. not quite over that, but I do think that it's extremely cool that, you know, you really got to work with him. I mean, stepping away from it, there's an entirely, you know, crazy talented ensemble, but to say that you got a chance to work with him and, like, that's just the coolest thing ever. At least I think.
Oh, yeah.
I'm totally with you.
It really was. The first time I saw him was in hair and makeup, and he walked in, and I went, darling. And he hadn't even met me yet. And he was like, oh, hello. I was like, hi, I'm your wife.
Hi, nice to meet you.
That's
how
so
fun. Yeah. How intense was it being around, like, having to shoot all those, like, death scenes and, like, have him above you and have Jamie Brewer above you killing you? And
so Jamie in real life.
In real life?
Because none of this is real. is the sweetest person. But, you know, once the camera rolls, it's a completely different story. You know, it's scary.
It was actually funny when Oriana was on the carpet, she had said that she interviewed Jamie and Jamie was playing really coy with her and said, well, I am going to be back this season, but I can't tell you who I am or what I'm doing.
Oh.
And she really played with her, and she was awesome. She was awesome last episode, but this episode, yeah. She was great.
She's super playful. I just remember being on the floor, you know, because last episode we saw her.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone thought that she was the one killing us.
Right.
So I remember being dead on the floor, hearing it. Not seeing it. And, you know, so then I got to see it, actually, with mm-hmm. everybody else for the yeah. first time last week. But even hearing it was intense.
How many takes did you have to do of that one scene of the killing?
Of the killing for Magical Thinking for episode 11, mm-hmm. it was several. I don't even know. when you have one eye closed for an extended period of time, your sense of time just escapes.
It just goes away.
You kind of start going a little like, I don't know what's happening. But for Showstoppers, it was three takes.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Wow, quick.
Yeah.
That is quick.
Like, that was great. You know, it was spit out some blood, and here we go.
Yeah.
You know, it was just easy. It was easy. The whole thing was easy.
Aren't those the best jobs?
And but everyone was having fun, you know? I just...
You know, you can sort of tell that everyone has fun, and, like, everyone is just, like, a big family. And like
Well, I think that's why the crew sticks together. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, there's a reason why this same cast or the majority mm-hmm. of the cast keeps coming back.
Mm-hmm.
There must be something that's working within them, not mm-hmm. just the job itself, because, like, yeah, you know, the show, it creates a lot of hype, but at the same time, they must be enjoying it.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Everyone's friends.
Yeah, because it's just you. You know, it's you guys in New Orleans. You're mm-hmm. all sort of living there, hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
I can only imagine. You know, you're away from Hollywood, and
a lot of people were saying that they loved it in New Orleans. I mean, I'm from there, so of course I love it. But you know, a lot of people were saying, "Oh, I hope." I mean, I don't know where, you know, the next season's being filmed. I don't know. I hope that I come back. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? But I know a lot of people were saying, hey, if it's in New Orleans, we're all about that.
Yeah. If it's in New Orleans, sign me. Yeah.
Well, he is known for bringing people back, so who knows, Shauna?
I know.
Yeah, Ryan.
You must have made quite the impression.
Yeah.
But coming up for you, you are going to be in the new Fantastic Four.
Yes.
And Zipper.
Yes.
Which is premiering in Sundance, right?
It is.
Okay, talk to me about Zipper.
Zipper
because it's with Patrick Wilson, who's one of my favorites.
Yes.
Love
And Lena Headey.
Lena Headey.
She's one of my favorites. Also extremely playful. I've had the opportunity to be working with a lot of playful, fun people recently.
Mm-hmm. Which is amazing.
And I say that, you know, you would think that everybody is playful. And so far, for me, yes, that's the case. But, like, these guys are just over the top having the time of their lives. And then everybody else does, too. You know, it's all very addictive.
It starts at the top.
It does.
And then it works its way through everybody else.
It does.
Which is so nice to hear.
Yeah.
So talk about Zipper. I want to hear a little bit about it.
So Zipper, I'm really excited to see the whole thing come together. But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I'm Lena's, well, Jeannie in the movie. Her name is Jeannie Ellis. I'm her best friend, Heidi, as well as Margot, who's played by Woodwin Coons. Really, really wonderful actress. And I'm really jealous. I'm really jealous that they have their careers and they have these amazing men and their whole lives just seem to be together. And I've got my career, but I'm like, I can't. You know, yeah. I keep running into my ex with his wife and their baby. And I'm like, that's really great. I'm so happy for everybody. You know, and little do I know. You know, little do I know what's really going on in Jeannie's world, you know, with her husband. So,
is it a comedy? Is it a drama?
It's a drama.
Drama, okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
But there's always a little bit of comedy in the drama, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The yin and the yang.
Yeah.
So.
Can't wait for that.
I know,
it's
going to
be great.
Wait for that.
It's going to be great.
Do we have any theatrical release dates for that or no? Just Sundance,
Sundance.
So far? Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep our fingers crossed.
Yes.
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 Absolutely. I'm sure it's going to do well.
Oh, it's.
Come on.
It's got to.
Yeah.
I mean, Robert Duvall, John Cho.
Oh, whoa.
Lena Headey, Patrick Wilson. Yeah. How could it not?
Yeah. It's got to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You say Patrick Wilson, I'm there.
Yeah.
He's so talented.
Cute. He really is.
Huge fan.
Huge fan. but let's get to tonight's show.
Yes.
I'm getting really hot. Come on.
Yeah, the heat's like radiating off of you.
I know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I started thinking about Angels in America. Sorry.
No, I'm kidding.
tonight's show was filled with death.
Oh my gosh, so
a
much
little bit
death.
Of sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of people died tonight.
A lot of people died.
Surprisingly.
I mean, this is the first time we've seen. It's been a while since we've seen this much death.
Initial reactions.
Mm-hmm.
Go. To the episode as a whole.
Okay, for the episode as a whole, you know, I know we still have one more episode, but for me, it sort of felt like an ending.
Me too.
Okay.
I agree with you. I loved having the multifaceted, like the really sad and touching moments, the horror, the craziness that was Chester. There's so many facets to it that I was like, oh my, like all these emotions. I didn't know whether to cry or get freaked out but yeah, I loved it.
Shana.
It did feel like an ending.
No, I actually agree with you a lot. I didn't realize it, but I was making a lot of sound effects.
Yeah. We all were. We were all watching it going, ah.
You guys were teary. Yeah. You were excited.
I'm not going to lie. I love Jamie Brewer, but as far as like her being the puppet Marjorie, I felt like sweet justice for me. Because I'd still be alive with my lover if it weren't for her.
Right?
Yeah. You know? You would be.
I would be. But again, I did get jealous that he wept over her and he didn't weep over me.
No, he was really upset.
Darling.
Darling.
I pretty much agree with you. I think that it would have been enough for me to watch Elsa drive off, sell the show to Dandy, and then let the freaks sort of fall where they may. That was very satisfying to me, and seeing Dandy at the head of the Big Top and seeing what happened to Stanley and sort of, you know, everybody got what was coming to them except for Elsa, and I feel like there always has to be that one person.
But I feel like, okay, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No.
So I feel like a lot of the stories tonight got wrapped up in a way that, like, they don't need to continue to next week because Elsa drives away, right? We know what happens to her in the future because of the flash forward with Pepper's episode and seeing the Time magazine. So we know she eventually gets something in Hollywood.
Right.
To be on the cover of Time magazine. And then Jimmy gets his hands back, which was such a touching moment.
It was. I was with you there. I was with you there with the tears.
That was with you.
Forever.
Forever. Dandy gets the freak show. You mean that? I don't even really care what happened to Stanley. It was nice to see what happened to him, but, like, you know, I assumed he was dead. So, like,
I was glad they didn't kill him, actually. I was like, okay.
Make him suffer.
All right. Mm-hmm. I see that.
Now he gets to be a freak.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Put him in a jar.
But he already was a freak.
He had a big dong.
Huge dong.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. I guess. I keep forgetting about it. I don't know why. I never saw it.
He's like waving it around.
It's the one thing we haven't seen.
It's because we don't get to see it. I think that's why I keep forgetting.
Exactly.
We've gotten to see a lot of people's reactions to it. So it's like one of those things that, like, when at the beginning of the episode, we can talk about it now, whatever, because this storyline's, I'm so over it.
Yeah.
The freaks sort of, like, vindicate the death of everyone, and this is the first death that we see, which is the head of the museum. Her head is in a jar, right? So Desiree
and Maggie,
ruthless,
ruthless.
What? Desiree is just out for everybody.
I love it. There's no stopping her.
The line she delivered after Maggie died.
Yes, that's what I was gonna say.
She had it coming.
What do we do now? Steal her jewelry, bury the body.
I was like, damn. All right.
She's got the best lines this season.
Well, once Del was gone, she was like, "I'll do whatever I want now. No, nobody. You know, I'm gonna avenge my BFF's death.
Yeah,
obviously.
There's no stopping her now.
No, and I love that. I love that she's a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
They're not going to let Elsa get away. They can't. I mean, I don't know. She has to get away. Well.
To a certain degree, right?
I guess this is prediction. We're getting into predictions.
We are getting into predictions. Yeah. But we'll talk about it later. But you know what? So Stanley is, they sort of, you know, vindicate everyone's deaths that they found out about. Ma Petite and the hands and Pepper's husband.
Salty.
I can't remember his name. I don't know why I can't remember because it's salt and pepper.
Yeah.
I'm losing it.
It's okay.
Stop thinking about Patrick Wilson.
Yeah. I was.
Oh my God.
I totally was.
Oh, David.
You caught me. Oh, God.
Okay, so who else's death are we talking about?
He's literally, I've never heard this kid silent in my entire life.
I know.
And he cannot speak right now.
Wow.
Talk, okay, great.
So let's see. Maggie died. Marjorie died.
Oh, that's what I was saying. Okay,
yes.
So I keep losing my train of thought and getting hot. Okay, so Stanley, when they get rid of him, the only thing I was concerned about was that we were never going to see his dong. And I know they can't necessarily show it to us on the air, but I want to see a shadow.
Okay. Wait, how did you get that from
because
Marjorie?
Because you said
well, I guess we're talking about, yes.
And I was like hoping that Stanley was going to be dead, and then I was like, oh crap, we're never going to get to see his wiener.
Did they chop the dong off?
No.
Well, okay, so well, that's what we don't know.
I don't know if they chopped him by like the belly button.
Yeah, because if they did, where is it going to go?
He was pretty small.
He was pretty small.
Maybe
like
they
you would think
it.
He'd be like,
okay.
Well, I have a feeling we're going to see more of him in the
like
next episode.
Yeah.
Just because the way that Dandy reacted to him, like, oh, I have a new pet. Like, I feel like maybe they'll bring him out. He looked to be more healed than I thought he would be.
Right?
Well, you would think- I thought that too. Like, how come he didn't die?
Well, there's a doctor there. There's a doctor.
There is a doctor.
Massimo's around.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he helped out.
Maybe.
He's not a doctor. He just makes prosthetics.
Yeah,
he's a carpenter.
Whatever, same thing.
He's a carpenter with penicillin.
That's true.
Yeah,
he's got penicillin.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. He's somewhat of a doctor.
All right.
He's a wood doctor.
Okay.
Yeah, he's also a doctor.
The wood doctor.
Wood doctor.
Maybe he'll carve him something for us to see.
That's true. To me, it looked like he was cut like at the groin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the joint right there, and like the arms, and then dressed like Meep.
Right.
Yes. Which?
I wonder how Jimmy's going to feel seeing that. Like, You're not my Meep. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, how dare you try to even look like him? I don't know.
I mean, what I hope with the whole hand thing, so we see that, you know, Jimmy obviously gets his hands. I hope with that it sort of, you know, he gets his confidence back. Mm-hmm. Because the last thing that Elsa said to him, which really resonated with me, was that, you know, you're the leader that this place needs.
Mm-hmm.
And she never, yes. You know, she never addressed it again. He sort of knows what's going on, but if we remember, before he was in jail, he was heavily drinking. Mm-hmm. So he's really not aware of all the things that have been happening. I mean, I'm sure he has a sense, but who knows? Like, maybe he'll be the hero in the end. I have no idea. But for her to say that line and for her to say, like, you can't give up, you know, you're the hero.
Foreshadowing.
I'm like, all right, well, who else is a hero in that camp? No one.
Yeah.
That's true.
Desi.
Everyone's hands are dirty.
That's true.
Desi's too fireball, I think, to keep it together.
She can maybe be like the motherly figure that maybe takes care of everybody, but not like the leader.
The crazy mother.
Yeah, the crazy mother.
And Jimmy has stood up to Dandy before. Remember that.
That's true.
He took the girls. He took the girls back from the house. He was the one that went there.
You're right. Mm-hmm. He did.
So do you think that with the new hands that he has gotten, this is sort of like a new soul for him?
It might be a new him. I mean, look, he knows who he is. He's comfortable in himself. He obviously could have chosen hands, as we saw in the plan.
Well, he did choose hands.
And he went with his old hands.
Right.
Which,
he could have chosen new hands.
Exactly. Yeah. He could have chosen, quote-unquote, normal hands. But he chose his hands. And I don't know. I feel like, you know, I just keep thinking back in my mind, the last time we really heard from Dandy, he was basically like, I'm going to end Jimmy's life. Like, I am after him. He is mine. So once Jimmy comes out of the shack, I'll be curious to see if he goes back to the freak show. Because also, remember, he's on the run still. Like, he was plucked from jail.
Yeah. The cops are looking for him.
Which is really, you made a good point. Like, did people forget? Because they know where they all are.
We were watching the show, and I'm like, wait. I'm pretty sure he escaped from prison.
I'm convinced that nobody cares in Jupiter.
Because it's they're the freaks? Nobody cares?
Because it's Florida.
Oh my God. David has a thing with Florida.
Okay, how many news stories came out recently about the crazy shit that has happened in Florida in like the past 3 weeks?
I don't know, sir. Okay, I don't follow the Floridian news.
I tagged you on one of them on Facebook.
Oh my God.
I'm going to go through and tag you, Sarah. I'm going to tag everybody.
Okay, all right.
And you're all going to see. In the past 3 weeks, some crazy stuff has happened.
Okay. Well then, Florida it is.
Florida it is.
And I know that's sort of like stepping into predictions with this whole Jimmy talk, but I feel like I think he might be the freak that everyone needs.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, it would be nice to see. To Jimmy, to like take ownership of what is being left to him.
Well, don't you think? Like, he had such a small part in last season. Yeah. Like, he didn't speak at all last season.
That's true.
Towards the end, he did.
And he deserves it. Just through everything, you know, he's gone through.
Yeah.
Yeah. The character, you mean.
Right. The character, not Evan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't want Dandy to be the leader.
No way.
So I hope he does.
Dies. I hope he dies.
Really? Oh. So Dandy comes back this.
Dandy. Sorry, I just really, I need to see his, well, I need to see, I need to see him die, and I need to see the freaks, like, bathe in his blood or something, like, give him a taste of his own medicine.
Interesting.
Or be turned into a freak.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he's always wanted to be a freak. Maybe he'll finally be happy that way.
He's the biggest freak of them all.
Wouldn't that be like interesting if they turned him into a freak and he was happy?
Mm-hmm. Like, I get he's a freak as in, like, a sociopath, but, like a physical freak.
Right.
I feel like put you in a jar or something, I don't know.
That'd be interesting.
That would be.
This whole show's predictions.
It is, basically. I mean, at this point, it is.
It's so hard not to do that.
It's really hard when we kind of all thought that the show was over this episode. Like,
the storylines have just, you know, for me at least, I know you guys sort of feel the same way, but, like, they ended them.
Yeah.
And then, like, right when Dandy was taking a bow on the stage, they could have ended the season right there.
Yeah.
Nothing that came after it really was that important.
It could, but I don't know if I would have been satisfied with that.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Were you a fan of the show before you were on it?
You know, I heard about this show late. So I heard about the show last season. What? And I was like, witches, what? Yeah, but my a very good friend of mine, Valerie, has been watching it from season one.
Mm-hmm. Day one.
And I don't know where I was hiding under a really big rock.
Okay,
it's
honestly,
all on Netflix.
Season one. On Netflix. Season one, priority.
Yes.
Season three, witches.
Yes.
Season two, you can watch. Mm-hmm. It's optional. Mm-hmm. But
okay. Agreed.
It's just like a lot. It was a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. But Pepper's in season two.
Oh, okay. Right, okay.
But you should you should go for it. After this is over.
Absolutely. Because this whole season has been amazing.
Oh,
and it's right up my alley.
Yeah.
I like doing a little bit more dark, dramatic, serious things. Comedy's great. Comedy's fun. I love it. But, you know, there's something really cool about just being...
Have you done horror before this?
No.
Ooh,
so I
nice
really
way to break in.
Enjoyed dying.
That's a great way to break in.
Can I die a third time?
Please.
Maybe I do.
No. There's one more episode.
There's one more episode.
You never know. But Dandy came back tonight, much to my surprise, you know, because I sort of wrote him off. I don't know why, but, like...
I just didn't see him as menacing in this one.
No,
like, I get it. He's not actually killing anybody, but just the way he carried himself in the conversation, I was like, oh, he's a nice guy.
Do you think it's like now that he's no longer under the thumb of his mother? What is that face?
She's like, it was just really. He was just sadistic. Like, I don't know. Everything has
I'm
a motive
you.
With him.
Yes.
And
right.
It's just like when he was talking to Bette and Dot, he was like, well, I hired a private investigator. And
so smug. It was so
here's the file folder and the kisses at the end. I was like, ugh.
Well, ta-ta then.
Yeah. Well, ta-ta.
I mean, we know that everything he does, there's always an extreme motive behind it, so.
Yes. He is also just, like, a supreme sign of, like, the times that he lives in, you know? Like, with never argue with a woman when she's angry and, like, you know,
but
being polite to, like.
Blow.
It is.
Yeah.
It is, but not back then.
No,
I
you're
don't
right.
Think.
That's
I mean, it
true.
Is sort of like a backhanded, like.
Yeah.
You're being an emotional
say.
Woman.
Right.
Yeah. Bye. Being hormonal.
Exactly. You know. Yeah. But, you know, he's kind of perfection.
Well, anyway, I hope he dies next episode.
He was dressed to perfection.
He was.
Yeah.
He was impeccable.
Definitely.
Tonight.
Yes.
As always. But he, you know, he gets the show.
Mm-hmm. So, wait, so he gives the files to Bette and Dot, and they say they don't want to look at him.
But of course
they
do. But
they do, obviously.
Right, obviously.
And then they get up and just walk out on Chester saying, I don't want to be his assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's going to continue? Like, what's going to go on with that?
Well, Bette
and Dot,
is he
going to wonder why?
Much to my surprise, are a lot smarter than they originally appeared to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When they first showed up, they were sort of like, you know, flitty and, you know, all over the place and wanting to be separated and hating each other. And now that they're like, you know, women and they're having sex and like they're enjoying life and they've accepted the fact that this is where they want to live and this is who they're going to be, you know, they're sort of standing up for themselves a little bit more vocally.
Right.
They grew up. And also they're not the helpless anymore because they felt like they were helping Chester.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it flipped. It's like, I think we're doing good for this guy. Like, we should keep sleeping with him. We should keep doing this.
Yeah.
And then they read the
also,
file and everything.
Also, it feels good.
Yeah, and it feels
right?
good. I mean, I'm sorry, but, like, sex changes
you.
It does.
It does.
No matter what anyone says. Like, I get it. They grew up.
Yeah.
Right in front of our little eyes. Our little babies.
They did.
It's crazy. Even though Sarah Paulson is not, you know, she's older than she looks very young in this.
She does.
Yeah, which is crazy. The styling of the character specifically, and when one of them was blonde, it's just crazy how they've changed, especially their clothing. Mm-hmm. You know, we see them a lot more in negligees now,
yes,
as opposed to the dresses. So they're
we got
new
to
women.
See their back tonight, which
oh.
was interesting.
That was kind of cool,
yeah,
because they did have
with the
two
spines.
That's crazy. Mm.
That was I did really like that.
Yeah, that was really awesome to see.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, there's been a lot of changes throughout, which I've enjoyed.
Yeah, well, luckily enough. We're actually going to have the makeup, the head of the makeup department here on next week's episode. They were actually here on our finale last year. Aaron and Mike does the prosthetics, and we'll be able to ask them all the questions that we want. And actually, I talked to Erin today, and she said they were going to bring a special freaky treat for us. So last year, they brought Kathy Bates' head on a silver platter. This year, I'm hoping for Mom Petite in the jar so we could just put her right here. But you guys will have to tune in for that.
I kind of want Jimmy's hands.
Oh, or that we'll put the hands on. Oh.
Or Bette and Dot's.
Oh, the
like
one of the head.
They could, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I almost have the best.
So did you see that in person?
Mm-hmm.
So it just straps onto her?
I didn't see it on her.
Oh, okay.
I saw it. Well, what's crazy is I saw it off of her, and I just, you know, I was walking on set, and I was like, oh! It was startling because it looked so real.
Yeah.
It looks exactly like her.
I hope
and it's
it.
Just this blank thing.
Dead
I was
eyes.
Like, I can't. And I just had to keep walking. I just couldn't. It was really scary.
Well, because they probably have that other prosthetic. Remember where they supposedly ate the cupcakes and she died?
Oh,
one
yeah.
of them? Like that version of it, too? Remember?
She was like all blue. Yeah, I remember that.
Ooh.
Oh, maybe that, too.
Maybe.
I don't know. I actually, if you guys have the FX app, either on, you know, your computer. I have an Apple TV, so I watched it on there. They have these special features, and Erin and Mike actually did a video, and Mike talked a lot about the special effects makeup, and I actually got to watch them put the tattoos on...
Gummer?
Yeah. Mm. Grace.
Oh!
And they showed, you know, the application of the tattoos and how they sort of, you know, got everything and took, like, 2 hours every session. Like, every day she was on set, mm-hmm. she had to sit 2 hours in the chair. And they just talked about, you know, a lot of the other really amazing things that they've done this season and Twisty. I actually can't wait to ask them about Twisty.
Oh, my gosh.
And how they did what was under the smile.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
because that
yeah,
was by far that. Some of the creepiest stuff that we've ever seen on the show.
That thing really grossed
me out.
They were
so talented.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's an art.
We were actually talking about, you know, all the blood that you had on you and the eye. And, you know, how uncomfortable that was for you, just to have all of that.
You know, it wasn't really uncomfortable.
Well, sticky.
But it was more of, after a while, your sense of spatial awareness just got really whack.
How long did that take to put on?
You know, it took about an hour and a half.
It looked great.
Okay.
These guys are just so incredible. Mm-hmm. But I had several. I had one over this eye. I had some on my face over here. And I had another one on my forehead because there were gashes.
Right.
You know, I did. I had, because my cheekbone was sticking out. You get a hammer to the face.
I need to watch it again.
Yes. They were just incredible.
Yeah.
How did the stabbing work? Was there like a prosthetic...
Like, was there something on...
body? Or was it like a retractable knife?
No. Well, it was a hammer.
Oh, right.
Oh, right.
Yes.
It was a hammer. No. Angela, who was Alice, my lover, she was laying in that bed. And they were just going... I mean, it wasn't a real hammer.
Okay.
But still, somebody, like, over you...
Hammering
trooper.
You.
She's a trooper.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
and
did it
twice,
hurt?
And twice, because...
Because
well,
not
in the face. It wasn't in the face.
Okay.
It was at the pillow.
Okay.
Right next to
it. Yeah.
No, but because that had to happen twice.
Because Neil had to do
Jamie
it.
Did it in Magical Thinking, and then Neil came and did it to her again in Showstoppers.
Wow.
Were those done on the same day?
No.
Oh.
Wow.
So that's even worse.
You had a few days of... laying in blood.
I was excited to get back in it again, because I really enjoy dying. It's fun. You know? I mean, nobody...
Get that quote.
I can only imagine.
Lock it up.
Say that. No, nobody wants to do it in real life, but when you get to do it, and you know that you're going to make it out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And then you get to watch it.
Right?
That's really fun.
It's fun.
That is really fun. So Elsa's run away.
Yes.
Elsa gets warned by Bette and Dot and goes to Dandy because...
Which was a sweet moment.
Very sweet
Bette
moment.
Dot.
Very sweet moment where they warn her and they're like, your monsters are going to kill you. Run for your life. Head for the hills.
And what about her reaction when she saw her legs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they were shocked but didn't really seem to care.
They're like, oh.
They're like, okay, cool. You gotta go, girl.
They didn't linger on that moment. No, they didn't. She was.
Yeah, she was like,
it was like, mm-hmm. And the fact that they're repaying her for saving mm-hmm. them. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. what got me. I was like, don't.
Now we're don't. Even.
Yeah.
Now we're even. I was even.
Like, okay. Yeah.
You are.
Are they?
I mean, who knows what's going to happen to Ben Dot? Nobody knows right now that they're the ones that told Elsa to leave. I mean, it's a small camp. They're intense.
I'm surprised that Elsa believed them. Because she, at first she was like, no, like, what are you saying? But she got up and ran fast because the freaks were right behind them.
Mm-hmm.
She's very fearful and she knows what they're capable of, too.
Yeah.
I think that was, like, the bigger part, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. She just watched them deform someone and enjoy it, and they have that whole mm-hmm. you know mm-hmm. if you know somebody kills one of our own, we kill them.
Mm-hmm.
So I get why she ran.
Mm-hmm.
Right, she mm-hmm. said it.
Yeah,
and she knows that she killed one of their own. Yeah. So
I just don't like, because we know that she was on the cover of the magazine, we know that she became something, but this, I'm just harping on this, the preview for next week.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in the white suit.
And she has, who I assume is David Burka, Neil Patrick Harris's husband, on a leash.
Oh.
Maybe that's a part of her show.
I don't know. It looked like it. He was in black. She was in white. It was like a really white room.
Mm-hmm.
We only saw a flash of it. But that just makes me think that she's back to doing the films that she did before her legs got chopped off.
But that's not going to land you on the cover of Time magazine.
Yeah, it's got to be bigger.
But she seems very frustrated in the preview, like she's willing to do anything. And like they had an exchange. I don't know who it was with, but the lady was kind of like, this is Hollywood, honey. Like,
it was also fast.
It was so, and yeah. That's the thing. They tease us with these things, and, uh-huh. and we can try to decode it all week, and every all the commenters on YouTube will probably get at me and be like, "You're wrong."
But, yeah,
I mean,
and then they'll get at me. You're racist.
Yeah. Well, no. But you know, it's just like, yeah, I couldn't stop thinking about, oh well, not a snuff film per se, but just, you know, one of those like boudoir films that she was doing before it sort of went sour.
Yeah, we don't know if it was a flashback. We don't know if it's a... Yeah, we just don't know. It could be anything.
Yeah, there's so many flashbacks on this show.
It could be anything, but all I know is that she's got 10 grand and she's on the road.
Yeah. She's on the run.
So do you guys want her to be caught by the freaks?
Do you know anything? I know a lot of
Bill
things.
No, I mean... I know you're very knowledgeable.
Have you talked to anyone?
But... Do you know anything that not supposed to know?
No, I would really like to play with you right now, but I don't know a single thing. I really don't.
I felt like James did when he was here last week, and he didn't want to say. And I really wanted him to.
You never know. That guy.
I mean, they wrapped a while ago, so this thing people has been talk. Done.
People talk. You're all friends. You're tweeting each other. You're texting.
Yeah.
Sending the emails and stuff.
It's really hard to wait a whole week.
Hashtag I know everything.
I really don't. Watch out. Our fans are rabid. You might get attacked.
I don't.
Shauna does nothing. Don't bother her.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's pretty much our episode. You know, I mean, I know a lot happened. There was a lot of touching moments. It was, mm-hmm. you know, beautiful and everything. And Maggie's dead. She got sawed in half.
Right.
Marjorie got hammered to death by Neil. And is, you know, he went nutso.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Yes, of course.
I didn't know how the cops were going to react to that. At first, I thought that they were going to laugh at him or get angry at him. But they didn't. You know, and I'm glad that they cut to something else. But... You guys.
Yeah, that scene.
I want to know where the blood came from.
He's going through it. It came from Maggie.
Well, it did, but I wonder what the police officers were thinking. Where did this blood come from?
Right.
Because you just brought us a doll.
Right.
Yeah. I was too into Neil, like, just breaking down.
Like,
he
fell
on his knees on the ground.
God.
It was awesome.
No, Patrick Harris, I love you. I mean, he's amazing.
He was.
He's amazing.
Yeah, that was a great moment. It's kind of hard because, you know, obviously we want to talk about the most shocking things and we only have so much time with you guys, mm-hmm. unfortunately. And a lot of the things I feel like we don't need to analyze because it was pretty straightforward this episode.
Mm-hmm. It was.
It was like, you know, an eye for an eye. An eye.
And everyone's dying. So it's like, what really is there to analyze when after everybody's dead?
I'm sure there's something. sound off in the YouTube comments.
I know we're missing something.
I know. But you know what? I mean, like, this keeps us busy for an entire week. So if you guys feel like we, you know, didn't pay special attention to something, feel free to bring it up.
They'll let us know.
You can tweet us.
We'll peruse the comments. Tweet us directly.
Yeah,
you know,
They should be like right underneath us, right?
I guess maybe right now.
Right there. They're there all the time.
Maybe we get nothing?
Who the hell knows? they're not floating in front of us, but they're on the screen. I hope.
I have one floating in front of me.
Oh, good.
Oh. You're a witch.
ladies and gents, should we
do news and gossip? Does anyone have anything?
Let's just predict.
Let's jump into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz.
I was like, it's the wrong music, but it's not. I'm losing it tonight. Okay, so we saw in the preview, Elsa's in a white suit, right? Mm-hmm. We saw Jimmy have like a Stanley from Streetcar moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you don't know what that means, look it up.
Stella!
Thank you.
You're welcome. Actually, before we continue, I got the best gift, and I actually posted an Instagram photo of it. Jessica Lange was in A Streetcar Named Desire. It was Jessica Lange and Alec Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
And Roseanne.
What?
Wasn't he on? Or no, the guy from the Flintstones that played Fred Flintstone. This is so bad.
That's a throwback.
But anyway, it was from like a CBS special presentation of A Streetcar Named Desire.
Who did Jessica Lange play?
She played Blanche.
Okay.
Yeah, I could see her.
I totally see that.
Played Blanche Dubois. Anyway, I got that as a gift, so that reminded me.
Again, a DVD?
Yeah, a DVD.
Or a VHS.
DVD. Okay. Boy.
It's on a laser disc.
I'll let you borrow it. So go on. Sorry, I had to interrupt you.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
So he had A Streetcar Named Desire moment.
Oh, there we go. Yes. That's where your train of thought went.
Yes.
Okay. That's all I can really remember. What happened with Dandy?
Desiree made like a terrified face.
Oh, and she's also dressed like a maid.
Yes.
Oh, she was
dressed like a maid.
It was so fast.
Yeah, it was really fast.
Yeah.
So what do you think's happening? Is Dandy's taking over. He's taking inventory, right? So maybe I'm going to do mine first, clearly. So deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
I usually do mine last, which is usually nothing. I'm thinking Dandy's taking over. He's doing inventory. He makes everybody his slave. And
I think he makes everyone like his house. Like the house was ran. He's the head of the house now.
He's the head of the household.
So there's a maid, there's a butler. Ooh.
Does he now become the star of the show like Elsa was?
I'm going to be so angry.
I don't know.
Maybe he does his like...
Oh, his like dead puppet people?
Maybe.
Are all those dead people still there?
Let's hope so.
Well, the corrupt cop helped him, so...
Oh, that's right.
We probably dug
that's
him.
True.
Yeah.
Okay, what are your predictions?
I'm really excited to see Elsa's storyline wrap up, and I hope that happens sooner rather than later.
I thought it was wrapped up.
Yeah. And also, I was just thinking, maybe she's on the cover of the magazine. So maybe she does become famous, but maybe she's on the cover of the magazine because she passes away.
Oh.
But that was several
years
later.
Years later.
I don't know. Maybe something happens. Maybe one of the freaks finds her.
It was at least like 5 years, I want to say. Like forward.
I don't know. That's like I just feel like she needs to die in the end. She killed a friend. She's also done some really crazy things to achieve fame. And I feel like finally when she gets fame, she should get it ripped out from under her.
Well, she, you know, she's old, so maybe she dies of old age.
Hmm. She ain't that old. She looked good in
this
show.
Yeah, she did.
She did.
That's a good-looking woman.
Mm-hmm.
Pega.
Well, okay, so we have Chester,
mm-hmm.
Dandy, and Jimmy as kind of the men in possible power, right? Something's going to go down, I think, either with Dandy and Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Dandy's going to finish what he started with Jimmy, his demise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or Chester's going to, I don't know, there's going to be some sort of like fight with those three. One of them are going to go down.
Okay.
So that's my prediction.
I like the sound of that.
You know,
maybe Jimmy kills Dandy.
I would love that. I would absolutely love that. With his claws.
Just bludgeon him.
Yeah, just something. Yeah.
He threatened Maggie. Damn.
Yeah.
He threatened Maggie saying, you better be gone.
Before I get my new hand.
So.
That's true. That is true. Do you have any predictions, Shauna?
Well,
or something that you'd like to see, or a story wrapped up somehow?
I would like to see the story with Chester and the twins wrapped up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There was never a...
There was no definitive end to that.
No, there wasn't. And I do want to... The freaks were too angry, and they didn't get their vengeance against Elsa. I find it hard to believe that they're just going to drop that. Where did she go? Oh, she left to follow her dreams. Are they really going to let her do that?
They're just like,
okay. You know, because they were angry.
Yeah.
I mean, they went in her, they were going for her. Mm-hmm. You know, the ground was rumbling. So yeah. I would like to see what happens there.
Well, maybe the freak show moves to Hollywood.
Maybe it does.
California, yeah.
Or maybe she makes them all famous.
Like she said at the beginning of the episode.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Okay. I don't know.
Well, we shall see.
We shall see.
Gosh.
Where can everyone find you on the social medias, Shauna?
So I am on Twitter.
Okay.
Shauna Rappold. Mm-hmm. S-H-A-U-N-A with a U. Of course, I'm on Instagram, Shauna_Liz. So, you can find me on both of those.
Okay,
awesome. Aww. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Pegarad.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jillian Leff. And you can also watch me on Tuesdays, The Fosters, on ABC Family is starting back up. So I will be hosting that for you guys.
Never. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at You Can Call Me Skiff. It was so wonderful having you here, Shauna.
Thank you so much
for stopping by. So from everyone here at the AfterBuzz TV family, we will see you all next week for the finale. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.